Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. This is Uganda Ebola with another episode of A Better Version of Myself. Or rather, ourselves. Hey guys, how have you been? What have you been up to? I hope your week was great after last week's episode. This is my second one this year and I am excited. Like I said, I'm looking forward for great things. I'm optimistic and I believe and pray that everything goes well. I hope you're well. I hope you're taking care of yourself and things are slowly getting back to normalcy on your end. And if it's not, then don't fret. Just take it easy. All right. If it is your first time here on this podcast, this is Uganda Ebola. I am a counseling psychologist, a life coach, a mother, a wife. And yeah. I wear so many hats, but for now, that is what you need to know. And I am a podcaster. I love doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm grateful for you guys always being here, listening, giving advice, giving feedback, giving suggestions, and always looking forward for another episode. And I am excited. I am super excited because this voice is here to grace your ears. Anyways, I hope you're well. Thank you guys for listening. And we're almost at 1,000. Please. Can you believe it? Can you? Yeah, I'm excited. That is something that makes me happy. So thank you so much. We wouldn't get there if it were not for you coming back and listening for more and referring other people to come and listen. So yeah, thank you very, very much. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And I am back. Now, today I want to talk about small habits or mini habits or just new habits that we want to start. Yeah. As the year begins, we all have resolutions and things we want to do, what we want to become better at, what we want to change, you know, those habits that we really don't want to continue with. And that is usually a journey that is challenging. Many people tend to have a lot of challenges doing it. You start the first, second day, third. I'm saying that because I've been there. It's not like I'm out of it yet. So I'm also talking to myself as well. And you find that we want these changes, but how do we get to where we want to go? Not everybody is able to, you know, not everybody has the willpower, but at the end of the day, that is what you need. Some of us say we need to get motivated to do things, but you realize that it's not about motivation, because like motivation is just something that makes you feel, you know, kind of a way. Yeah, it's just a feeling, it's a fluid that makes you feel in short it's unpredictable. Because I might tell you something right now and you'll be so excited about it. And then after 5-6 hours, someone, or 2 hours, or even 1 hour later, someone does something to you. And the motivation I gave you, kaput, out of the window. You get the point? So, yeah. So it's not really about motivation. But you have to have the willpower to do it. All right? And you'll find that the intentions without action, intentions of becoming better or doing something without actions, usually harm self-confidence. I'll get to that. But one thing I want you to remember is that every great foundation comes from one small step that started it all. For you to be able to be someone who can work out for 1 hour or 2 hours nonstop, it has to start from a step of where you started working for like 15 minutes a day. You get the point. Like it's a mini habit. In Swahili, for those who are not Swahili, I mean, can't understand. In Swahili, we say kidogo kidogo hujaza kibaba. All right? That means little by little, it kind of fills or whatever bag or whatever it is that you're trying to do. It kind of fills it up, Okay, so that's why mini habits, those small habits, you do with them every day, every day, every day. By the end of the day, or by the end of 6 months or 1 year, you are somewhere. You realize, oh, I started 15 minutes. Now I can be able to do like what, an hour or 45 minutes or 1 hour 30 minutes. So that is what I want to talk about today. If you had resolutions or things that you wanted to do, then maybe you got along the way and you had promised that by the 21 days of January, I'll be able to, you know, you have to believe that it's a process. And that's what I always say. It's progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection, all right? Small habits are basically a much smaller version of the new habit that you want to form. Like I said, for example, you want to be working out 2 hours, but now you cannot say that today I'm going to work for 2 hours. No. There is always a mismatch between desire and ability. It's your desire, but is it your ability? You have to be able to really work out 2 hours. So there's usually that mismatch is usually what makes us not be able to get to our goals at the end of the day. So what am I saying? Start 15 minutes, okay? Work out for 15 minutes today, tomorrow. When you're able to take a break and then do it, get back to it. And as you continue, you'll find that your body gets the stamina to be able to withstand more than 15 minutes. You're like, oh, I can do 30, I can do 40, and that. Yeah, and then you'll get to your goal. Are we together? So like I mentioned, intention without action harms self-confidence. Yeah, and you'll start beating yourself thinking that you're not able to do it. No, you just, there was just a mismatch between your desire and your ability. So that's why I always say, and I repeat it, I will say this a lot, so many times today. It is all about progress, not perfection. All right, you don't have to be perfect. You have to, the progress, little by little progress that you make, yeah, will make things much better. Because doing little bits every day has a greater impact than doing a lot on one day. Because little bit every day is enough to grow into a lifelong foundation habit. All right, little bit every day is enough to grow into a lifelong foundation of a habit that you are trying to create, or that habit that you want to have. So remember, mismatch between desire and ability. It's not that you are not doing it. It's not that you're not good enough to, you cannot achieve it. You are not achieving your goal because your desire is not matching your ability. But it doesn't mean that you cannot be able to do it. Little by little, you'll be able to get where you want to go. That goal, you'll reach your goal, but you have to start small steps, all right? And when you repeat a behavior over time, your brain learns to automate the process. Sometimes you realize there's always going to be a fight between that habit that you're used to and that new habit that you're trying to form. And it's because our brains are kind of wired in a way, yeah? You're used to this thing. Like, how do I put it? You go to a restaurant and you love, there's this particular food that you love. You ask even before they give you the menu and you're like, I know what I want. This is what I want. Like, you don't go looking into the menu because you're used to that. But right now you're introducing your brain into something new that also is going to benefit you. All right. So there's always going to be a fighting between your brain. So every day, you like I had someone was saying the other day, they're working out. They're used to working out. Okay, they work out, and they're used to, once they're done with working out, straight into the shower. But they're trying to form a new habit of maybe cooling down, taking a walk before they get into the shower. So for like 2-3 times, it has happened. Once they are done with the workout, they enter into the shower. Once they remove their shirt and they're like, oh, whoa, I haven't taken my walk. I haven't cooled down. So they have to put on their shirt. They have to be intentional. Put on their shirt, get out of the bathroom, go take a walk, then come back, take a shower. You get my point. So it's until you repeat it, you have to be intentional. as much as you forget, like for example, I love bread. I love wheat. I'm a wheat lover. And there are those mornings I've placed my mornings. There are those days I'll do bread. There are those days I totally don't do bread. I do, like sweet potatoes, yams, cassava, or just something. And those mornings that I'm supposed to have sweet potato or cassava, and maybe I didn't buy, but there's bread in the house, and I apply, butter, peanut butter, jam on the bread, and I'm just about to take a bite, or already I've taken a bite. And I'm like, shoot, I'm not supposed to have bread today. I had it yesterday. I have to be intentional not to like continue eating that bread. I know, but until my brain registers that, I will fight with it for a while. But because I want to form a new habit, I have to be intentional with it. I have to keep on repeating this new behavior until my brain registers like this is part of me. It's not going anywhere. You get the point. And it's not an easy thing because you have to fight with your id and your ego. Like I can eat, I can eat the bread. I mean, I'll work out, but still, what are you doing to yourself? You're not being consistent. You're not repeating. You have to keep on repeating. This is what I purpose to do, and I will do it, even if I've skipped, but I will still do it. Okay. And sometimes most people don't are not able to do this or be consistent or just wake up and form this new habit because they believe they need to be motivated to do it. Let me tell you something. If getting motivated is your strategies, then you can't build habits. You will not build habits. I'm just telling you the truth. Habits require consistent repetition. Motivation is unreliable because it's based on how you feel. And we all know human feelings are fluid and unpredictable. Anything can alter your feelings. Like I said before, just because I've told you and something has happened, anything can alter your feelings. All right? And that is where willpower comes in, all right? Willpower beats motivation. Like it beats it dead. You have to have the willpower. You have to be willing to do to you have to be intentional, you have to be willing, you have to be consistent. Willpower beats motivation. You see, small habits system is both rigid and flexible. It's rigid in what sense? It's rigid in the beginning, like I said, because there's that fight. I'm not used to it. I want to introduce this to me. And it's not an easy thing. In change is something that we all are struggling with. Quite a number, very few people are comfortable or easy when it comes to change, but a big number of people struggle with change. Yeah. So it's rigid in the beginning because you're forcing. You forcing because it's forcing you to start something that you're not used to. You're introducing it, so you're forcing it, and yeah, that's where there's going to be that back and forth. But it's flexible after that because with time, you are allowing. With time, as you get used to it, and you're able to get from 15 to 20 to 30. You can decide how much extra you want to do, yeah. Because now with time, your body is getting used to it. So you're like, no, I don't read a page. I'm past reading a page. I'm able to read 2 pages or 3 pages of a book every day. So yeah, that is how you get to it. But before that, always remember that small habits will always compete with your existing habits. Yeah, they will always compete because, like, I was here first. You are just new. You're a newbie. But the newbie is also coming with good things. So you have to get used to the newbie. No, I've been here for long. So what makes you think you can get rid of me? Yeah, that's the kind of fight that goes on in your head with the things that you want to introduce in your life. But But at the end of the day, it's for your own good. For you to sit down and purpose to introduce a habit or change or become a better version of yourself because you want to let go of some things, it's because you believe in this new thing that you're introducing yourself to. Because it has to do with self-development. Yeah. It's not just something. It's helping you grow in one way or another. It's helping grow emotionally or even physically or financially. You want to start saving. You used to be, you've never saved, but you have to part with 1,000 bob every month to be able to save something. And yeah, that habit of, what are you saving for? You don't know about tomorrow. You should enjoy. I mean, yeah, but again, you need to save. By the end of a year, you might want to do something or buy something or go somewhere. So you get the point. So it's all these new habits that we are bringing on board are to help us become better versions of ourselves, emotionally, spiritually, physically, you know, mentally. Yeah, you have to start seeing a therapist. You've never seen a therapist your whole life, and you have all these myths and misconceptions about therapists. And you're like, I can handle my own, you know, my own stuff. I can handle my own stuff. Why should I go see someone? But again, it's for your own good. It's for your own benefit. You can handle your own stuff, but there are some things that you need someone, you know, from the outside to help you see or help you look at them in a different angle and that kind of stuff, right? And as I finish, self-efficacy helps us achieve goals and create habits. But there's one psychologist called Albert Bandura that has clarified that saying. And he says that expectations alone will not, I'm reading it, yeah? Expectations alone will not produce desired performance if the component capabilities are lacking. Believing in yourself isn't enough. Yeah, I had to learn that. When I learned that and I was like, wait, I thought believing myself is all that it takes. No, it's not enough. Believing in yourself isn't enough. Lacking the baseline efficacy required for success, however, is extremely common in people who suffer from depression, people who suffer from weak willpower and repeated failures. That's why if you expect to fail, positive results are hard to come by, because there's that part of you. You failed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and then you just tend to think that maybe I was not cut out for, you know, winning and becoming better. But that is not true. All right. You have to be intentional. That's the word. Like I was telling some of my friends that this year, I've decided to be intentional with everything that I do, with my friendship, with my relationships. I'm becoming intentional. Even if things don't go my way, I'm becoming intentional. I'll do my part. And it only happens when you're able to, you know, purpose and let your brain understand that is how things are supposed to be. So next week, I'm going to give you the step-by-step application guide on how to choose and implement your own mini habits. I'm not saying that this is the best that will work, but it's just a guide to help you. For those of us who struggle with maybe starting something, it's just a guide to help you. It's also something that I learned somewhere that has helped me. So yes, I'm gonna share with you next week. So for today, that's enough. That's enough for today. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for so much for the support. I really, really appreciate it big time. And yes, this is the year that I'm bringing visitors or guests, yeah, speakers on board. People will share their stories. People will help you. People who will advise. People who will give you, you know, insights and all that kind of thing. So keep it here. Don't go anywhere. As always, much love and thanks for the support. Have a lovely week. Take care of yourself. And hey, don't forget to write me an email. I miss reading those emails from you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a lovely week. Bye bye. Take care of yourself.